With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we get started with a question framed like this. Will this be fair? Will this all be fair? A lot of people have tackled and looked at, both locally and nationally, this quarterback situation or the next quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I heard it on several national shows yesterday. I assume it will continue to be a topic both locally and nationally. But I don't know if I've heard it attacked from this vantage. And we fashion ourselves as people, Chris, who like to do that, right? We find a story, and we don't like to tread over the same territory again and again that seemingly everybody else is doing, both around town and nationally. We will hit on that big story, but try to find a different
angle. Spin it around
wrinkle.
And find a different angle.
Yeah, and the question is, will this be fair? First, Mason Rudolph, one of the combatants in this drama, in this passion play, he's looking forward to the opportunity of getting a chance.
All I want is a chance to compete and to be the guy here. Seems like that's more of a real possibility now than ever. Last 4 years of knowing, you know, as long as the other guy's been healthy, you know, you're not playing. That's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Dwayne Haskins, aided by Ray Fittipaldo, says, I want to have a chance.
In your exit meeting with Mike, what did he tell you you need to improve on to be this team's starter next season?
I haven't had my exit meeting yet with Coach Tomlin, but I had meetings with several other people on the staff, GM Kevin Colbert, and look forward to what I can do as far as adding to this team. They're giving me a chance to compete, and I have a chance to start, so that's all I could ask for.
But will the deck be stacked? That's the question here. Those two gentlemen, and then if they bring someone in from the outside, either via draft or if it is someone in free agency, and I'm looking more at free agency. Let's say they don't draft somebody, right? Will it be stacked? That is to say, Mason Rudolph, they stuck with him through the Myles Garrett stuff. Mason Rudolph is the guy with the contract, right? It had the contract. Mason Rudolph is the guy that played this year as the backup. It feels to me that when they say that it'll be a competition, and Mike Tomlin said that just the other day, pretty much an open competition. I don't know if that's the case. I want them to have one, but will you have to beat the champ? And that is to say, beat Mason Rudolph.
I get what you're saying. I don't know if there's necessarily – I'll say this. I think much like last year's preseason when there was a battle to be the number two, it didn't end up being much of a battle, right? Because we could feel that Rudolph kind of had the job and Haskins was going to have to wrest away control of QB2 from Rudolph. I don't think it will be that stark this year, the sort of head start that Rudolph gets to Haskins. I still think there will be a small one, but I also think – that there's not necessarily an incumbency to Mason Rudolph, right? It's not just, well, you were QB2 last year and QB1 retired, so you're QB1 now. I think they're going to look at the free agent market. I think they might look at the draft, even though if they take a quarterback in the draft, he's not going to play right away. I do think Haskins will have less of an uphill battle this year to push past Mason Rudolph and into whatever role Rudolph has going into camp, whether it's QB1, whether it's 1B to a veteran 1A, whatever it might be. I think Haskins will have a better shot this summer than last summer because I still do think, you know, we talked about the Detroit game when it happened and a couple times afterwards. I still do think the Steelers will say, well, we know what we have in Mason Rudolph, but I think that's part of the problem as well. You know what you have in Mason Rudolph, and you know he's not a Ben Roethlisberger-level quarterback. We all can see that now. But at the same time, you are somewhat, I guess, comfortable. I hate that word in this case, but you're comfortable in knowing what his skill set is and what he can and can't do.
Funny you should say that about Haskins, though, because he's talking the part. If you walk somebody out there and you said, hey, talk about being the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, say all the cliched right things.
Being a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers is a dream. I remember watching Ben Roethlisberger when I was a young kid in 2004 and watching him play. So I've always had great respect for the black and gold, great respect for Coach Tomlin, you know, guys, 15 seasons with no losing season. So for me, I want to be able to show him
that, you know, I want this bad and focused, want to be a leader, want to be a guy that people can rely on and off the field, more than just a guy that can throw a ball or talented enough to be in a position to play. I feel like I can execute at a high level. I feel like I can win games at a high level and I keep the Steelers away and I continue to go on the path that we're trying to go on as far as, you know, making playoff runs and getting close to Super Bowls and winning Super Bowl.
Black and gold Steelers way. I love Ben. Tomlin's never had a losing season. I mean, if you were to draw up a template on what to say.
All those boxes.
That is it.
Check, check, check.
To go back a couple minutes, though, I would love to agree with you. It depends on who the next general manager is, I think, and what person that is that they bring in, what free agent it is that they bring in.
Right.
Maybe I am verbalizing my fear more than anything, and that's what it is. Well, and my fear is that that they want the ball to land back on zero, that they want that roulette wheel to spin and go, why don't we just magnetically make it land on zero again? Because it felt like that's what it's been throughout the duration of Mason Rudolph as the backup quarterback.
Right, and I get what you're saying, and I understand that fear. I would assuage those fears by saying, this is the same quarterback who they didn't hesitate to give his job to Duck Hodges for when he was the QB1 while Ben was out. They didn't hesitate when the time came to move from Mason Rudolph to Devlin Hodges. And so I think the maybe it's not that Dwayne Haskins isn't starting from as far behind Mason Rudolph as he was last summer, although I think that gap closed a little bit. Maybe it's just that the leash on Mason Rudolph is going to be a whole lot shorter, because I believe that to be the case. I think that the gap has closed from both directions, right?
All right, well, let's play a for instance. Let's say that they're at St. Vincent or they're at Southside, wherever mm-hmm. camp takes place, and gosh, I hope it's at St. Vincent this year. And let's say they have the quarterback room, and they walk in, and Mike Tomlin walks in, and Sully walks in, and the new offensive coordinator is Matt Canada, is the old offensive coordinator, same guy. They all walk in there, and they're sitting there, and they have the quarterbacks, and it's Rudolph, and it's Haskins, and it's whomever they bring in, Gardner Minshew if you want, Mariota, whomever, right. Or it's just nobody. It's just those two and Dobbs. Do you think that the head coach can stand there and in good conscience and faith and go, guys, this is an open competition. Day one is tomorrow. The winner is the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's truth.
I think so. Yeah. Because I think if Mason Rudolph continues to perform like he did, for example, in the Detroit game, mm-hmm. if that's the kind of performance he gives us in the preseason, and Dwayne Haskins simply replicates what he did last August in the preseason, I think Dwayne Haskins takes the job away from him, to be honest, if it's just those two we're talking about, right? And I will say this. If they don't do everything they can to cover their rear ends at the quarterback position by both signing a free agent and drafting someone, I'll be terribly disappointed.
I wouldn't draft somebody this year. I'm convinced of that. I would go ahead and I would stock up on the offensive line. I'm past drafting a quarterback. I go ahead and try to get through this season with one of those two guys or a combination of them and or a free agent. I pass on the draft because I don't think that there's a difference maker in this draft, Kenny Pickett included, and a guy that you look at and you say they're going to start for 8 years for our franchise or 10 years for our franchise, and I wait till next draft.
I'll say this. I would not go out
because
of
I think there are centers, and I think there are offensive linemen that could start for 10 years.
So I'll say this. I would not go out of my way to draft a quarterback. I think there's a very clear strategy for this offseason.
But you just said you'd be disappointed if they didn't draft and bring in a free agent.
I think they should do everything they can to cover at multiple positions. And we can get into this later when we kind of talk about the timeline of free agency as it relates to the draft and the Steelers offseason, all the cap space. I think there's a way to cover your ass, for lack of a better way to put it, at multiple positions, including quarterback. I understand. If you get to the 20th pick in the first round and there's a stud offensive lineman that's still there, or another position where it's like, wow, the best guy at that position is still on the board and three quarterbacks have gone off already. Okay, you don't take your quarterback there. Fine. Take the other position. I'm not saying that would make me angry. What will upset me is if they don't do everything they can to take all contingencies on these positions where they have needs this offseason.
I just look at it. I don't think there's a quarterback that's good enough to play for 8 years in the NFL and be a high-level starter, but I think that line needs to totally be replenished and be retooled and be reconfigured, and there needs to be an anchor of that line, and that guy could be there at 20.
And if that guy's there, you take him,
and
no doubt.
Go, and you take him.
No
and,
doubt.
And I live with the quarterback. Look, I'm about championships, and I'm about playoff wins. but I just don't see a quarterback that's the guy.
But I think much like to – I think Brad Spielberger said this the other day. I've heard someone else talk about it. I've heard it mentioned by multiple people. You can there's nothing stopping you from and look, you can complain it's a wasted draft pick if you want, I guess, knowing that you've got to build up other positions, especially offensive line. But there's nothing stopping you from drafting a quarterback this year, whether it's first round or not, and not seeing anything from that guy to the extent that you want to keep him beyond. You know, you could pull the Josh Rosen move.
But I think non-first-round quarterbacks are wastes because this is where we are. This is where we are.
What do you mean this is where we are?
Mason Rudolph. Non-first-round quarterbacks to me are wastes in large part.
I don't know if it's always a waste.
Look who's left playing right now, outside of Brady, who's a total
right,
outlier.
That's total, yeah.
But look who's playing right now this weekend.
I get what you're saying. Again, my point is this, whether it's quarterback, whether it's line, whether it's linebacker, whether it's corner, whether it's wide receiver, whether it's another running, you got multiple needs at a bunch of positions. You better do everything you can in both free agency and the draft to cover your butt at as many of those positions as possible. Contingencies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.